Instructions. In this part, you will hear a short statement that will not be repeated. Listen carefully and read the choices given in the test booklet, then choose the statement that means the same as the one you have heard. Now let's begin.
1. James couldn't find the classroom until after the class had begun. 2. Mary is taking a sick leave from work for the summer. 3. David is supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, but he arrived at 9 this morning. 4. It certainly was kind of Julia to send me flowers when I was sick. 5. William drove George's car from Texas to Florida without stopping to sleep. 6. Fewer people came to the meeting than we had expected. 7. The instructor apologized for not announcing the test earlier. 8. Alice is leaving her job for good. 9. Frank has some money, but not enough to buy groceries. 10. John spent 6 hours knocking on doors, but he didn't sell a single magazine. 11. They expected 60 people at the rally, but twice that many showed up. 12. We were supposed to meet Harvey and Mary at the movies, but we're broke. 13. The contractor said the repairs on George's house would be very expensive, but Frank decided to have the work done. I should have studied last night, but I was too tired. 15. Arnold refused to go to the luncheon, although he was going to receive an award. 16. Kate hasn't gone to a movie for years. 17. She likes sugar in her coffee, but nothing else. 18. Frank was embarrassed to tell his date that he didn't have $20 to pay for the meal. 19. The man offered $2,000 for the car, but William shook his head. 20. Mike's face turned bright red when the teacher asked him a question. 21. Sue, why isn't Lynn teaching here this term?
She can't. She was fired.
What reason was given for Lynn not teaching?
22. Betty, why were you late for class this morning?
I overslept and missed the bus.
Why was Betty late?
23. I'd like to exchange this yellow tablecloth that I bought last week for the red one.
Let's see now. The red one is only $10.95, and the yellow one was $15.
Approximately how much money does the clerk owe the woman?
What do you think of Professor Adams' class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I think he could choose more appropriate questions for the tests.
What does the woman not like about Professor Adams' class?
Twenty-five. Where is Diane?
She's outside, sunbathing.
Why is Diane outside?
Twenty-six. May I see what you're doing?
Sure. You dig a hole, put in the seed, cover it with dirt, and then water it.
What is the woman doing?
Twenty-seven. Are you going to watch the movie on TV tonight?
No, I think I'll watch the soccer game and then the documentary on tigers.
Which is the first program the man is planning to watch?
28. Where did Karen come from?
She was born in Switzerland and grew up in Sweden, but now she's a citizen of the United States.
What country does Karen presently call her home?
Miss, what time is flight 344 for Boston due to depart?
It leaves at 5:30, but you must check in 1 hour prior to departure.
At what time must the passenger be at the airport for flight 344?
I want to go to the concert tonight, but it starts at 6, and I have to work until 5. There won't be enough time to go home for dinner.
I've got an idea. I'll pick you up after work, and we'll eat downtown. That'll give us enough time to get to the concert.
What do we learn from this conversation?